and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our wonderful DM. Let's take it around the horn.
Rich, playing Theo.
Howard, playing Toluga.
Ryan, playing everyone else.
You motherfucker.
I know. I was a real prick in that last one to everybody.
How dare you kick me out of my own home?
I know. I like doing that in home games a lot. I like, especially if it's something where I don't really want the other players to know just yet. And it was a much more serious role play than we've done in a while.
Yeah.
And I didn't want there to be
these two goofballs.
Yes.
Goofing it up.
I didn't want any distractions. I didn't want you to feel influenced in the decision you had to make. Mm-hmm. And I also just think it's a badass move. Just kicking people out.
So they don't of a bitch.
So, yeah, I mean, you guys will eventually hear the episode, but it won't be for a couple weeks probably. So we'll see.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. You may or may not love it. We'll find out. But I can say that to me, it was incredibly funny how the first half of that episode was pretty dark and scary and like heavy. And then it immediately went into some of the more dumb things we've done on this podcast.
How dare you try to make me deceive my daddy?
I love Reggie and Glubnor scenes. They fucking crack me up. You two have such a weird relationship. It's so funny. I was so horrified when I realized I immediately gave something too much away. Your face that whole time was killing me. You just frowning at me for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I said it was a secret. And then Reggie's out here blurting out birthdays. Now we got a whole new lie we got to keep.
He's a blabbermouth.
The idea of a birthday cake that explodes balloons is so funny.
And birthday cakes.
Yeah.
Smaller birthday cakes.
Of course, cupcakes, some might say.
So I think we'll probably, after you guys have actually heard the real episode, we can get into the crazy lore stuff I threw at you. So sure. If you're really dying to hear the like background lore stuff we talked about, I'm so sorry. It might be a couple more situational awarenesses from now.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, we could talk about the beginning part where you discovered that this was where your childhood home was.
Yeah. If you made my god evil, I'm going to kill you.
I assume the Justi grew up in Tidagol.
Yeah, so I had thought about it and I was like, I mean, we kind of talked about how like they had killed his parents in this place and then Ellie and Theo like fled.
That does make sense. Yeah. Because the Stormcrawlers being in Tidagol and killing citizens probably would have been on everyone's radar.
Right. And I also kind of wanted to be like, okay, they ran down the mountain and basically made it to Tidagol, hid there, and then kind of, you know.
Everything's happened since.
Yeah. So it's like they connected with, because Yarno would have been a friend of your father's already.
Right.
So it would have been someone Ellie may have known she could go to once things blew up here.
Yeah, if my father knew Yarno and Yerg, it's a good area to put in between both areas to where he could go either way.
I also like the idea that he would have tried to hide you all in a very like remote place, sort of. And I also kind of wanted it to also sting a little bit when it was like, oh, everyone in this village got killed. And now it's like kind of the realization of like, there's people in this town who may have known your parents.
Yeah.
You know, like that.
Well, that ship has sailed.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You got Speak with Dead on that thing? I mean, we already burned them all, so it doesn't matter.
What are you talking about? I got 5 more charges unless
you. He meant the corpses.
Yeah.
God, I hate those charges. That stuff is going to be such a problem for me.
So many charges.
Speaking of which, I casted that after my long rest.
Yeah.
Is that how we're gonna count them?
I think. How many charges was Awaken?
5.
Okay.
Yeah. Damn.
Which is about half the charges.
Yeah, okay. That'll probably make my life easier.
Well, Pass Without Trace is
free. That one's free.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
When you were reading off the description of Awaken, Plant was on there.
Plant was on there.
Why don't we start talking to these vines? What's your fucking problem?
You want to talk to the evil vines?
Evil Fuck demon you. Vines.
We are vines.
Yeah, that's what we're going to get.
All right. Spitballing.
We're real pricks.
It'd be a lot of that.
Let me suck you.
Yeah, wouldn't be fun.
I mean, why awaken them when I could just speak with plants?
Okay.
That's true. You do have that spell
and
also.
And that's 3 charges instead of 5.
Yeah. All right, fine, whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to be totally clear here, too. I'm trying to cut off at the pass your plan to befriend the Barstuck demon, which I know you guys are thinking,
come on, wacky adventure, let's go.
Yeah, like, it's got to be clear. These demons are fucking bastards. Like, this is, if there's any, like, pure, like, legit, real evil on the world of Ayana, it's in the Demon Lords and their followers, so.
Well, it is cooling out in our fucking destroyed town.
Yeah.
I do have a question.
Yes.
I figured I'd ask it now instead of during combat. How would protection from good and evil work on the fused children?
I think that I'm going to probably consider them to be a fiend in this moment. So if you were to cast it, it would basically give them disadvantage on their attack rolls against you. I think that's how that works, right? Does that make sense?
Kind of fucking Area X bullshit are you throwing at us right now, by the way? They melded together?
Yeah. I was like, I found a really fun stat block, which you guys will get a little peek of in the next episode.
It says the target can't be charmed, frightened, or possessed by fiends, undead, celestials, aberrations. I guess it doesn't say demons specifically.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to be able to unfuse them with one spell, basically.
Well, yeah.
If you were to knock this creature unconscious, I will let you guys do some kind of like god bullshit
ritual
to try to remove the curse from them. Yeah. But you're going to have to take these things out first. And this stat block is nasty.
You should have let me launch the rock at them.
he immediately blows them up.
Yeah. I will say for those at home that want to like check out the stat block they'll be fighting next week, is the Vines of Nemthyr. You guys won't know what that is, but this is a fucking nasty little stat block. So
got a cobalt.
Yeah, I don't really typically like doing fights against one creature, but this thing just might be a problem. So this will be one of the rare times I'll let you guys just fight one thing, basically.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
Sounds like a high challenge rating.
It's a little higher than your level currently, but you guys like to punch above your weight class.
So I would love to do that.
I think you guys would be all right. You guys have proved time and time again you're, for some reason, incredibly adept at fighting monsters you should be getting killed by.
Well, hold on. Some of us.
Some of us, yes.
others love floor tanking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were talking about it on the ride over here a little bit. Like, it's just the one problem with Monk. They're like a frontline martial class, but they have such a bad hit die. And
it's an 8, right?
It's a D8.
Ugh.
And they don't have armor like a cleric would. You know, I think cleric's a D8 as well, but like these, most of them can wear medium or heavy armor and kind of like a shield, kind of like offset some of that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a monk, you're just like a shirtless maniac just punching until you go unconscious. It's pretty crazy.
They do a lot of punching, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
And once those,
it's
like
death by 1,000 cuts.
Yeah. And you're like, your mobility's out of control. So
I got 40 feet.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Yeah, but you can spend a key point and
get 80. Valuable key
step
point.
Yeah.
To get 80.
Yeah.
When I can punch two more times.
Right. Yeah. But you do it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
yeah. You guys are, if you haven't already taken your long rest, you can go ahead and do that. Just get your stats back to normal before this fight starts.
I got the level of exhaustion removed.
With yes. That long rest, yes. Right? Your exhaustion is now gone.
What were you exhausted from?
Something happened in the last
Last episode.
The squirrel, I think.
Yeah, it was the trek up here that kind of you guys.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I didn't have a good survival check on
it. It wasn't like a super like long hike. It's just it was so steep. Yeah. I think that was it.
A lot of climbing.
Yeah.
And I'm just a guy. So
yeah, you are a man with legs. So like eventually that's
wait a minute. Can we get a beard check?
Sure. Oh yeah, sure. It is a brand new day. See how luscious your beard looks for this upcoming battle?
If he gets a nat 20 beard, does he get to go first?
It's a 15.
Oh, yeah. Bearded up.
So
full nice beard. Ready to rumble.
It's good. It's, you know, it's a full beard and then it comes to like a little point.
Yep.
Little jewelry right there.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, like a little Viking jewel.
Yep.
Braid on it.
Hell yeah. 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 Good episode, though. We haven't recorded with Rich in a little bit. I don't know what the release schedule will be.
Hopefully, this will just ride smooth.
Yeah.
And then you guys will get a little fun bonus.
I know. There is a little bonus one-shot adventure that we put down to give ourselves a buffer. I think it may either be... I think we're going to put it at the end of Arc 3, if we can possibly do it.
Yeah.
May come sooner, but get ready, folks. It's a banger.
You might hear it before this.
Yeah, true. You may hear it before
real
this.
Confusing.
So confusing. So sorry. If you've heard the one shot already, I'm sorry for the insane tone shift at the end of the one shot into the beginning of this episode.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah. It'll be pretty weird. But yeah, you guys were...
They're used to it.
Yeah. I feel like this arc, there was a lot of big roleplay episodes. And then the combat's been picking up. So I think we're in our like big combat push near the end here a little bit. I'm excited though. I think we got some juicy sods coming. I've been hanging on to one very stupid thing I've been sitting on for a bit, which I think we'll be seeing in the next episode.
It's going to involve Big T, isn't it?
No.
He's the only stupid thing in these woods.
We'll see how the fight goes. You guys might die. Fuck you.
The rock might explode again.
We all die, and then it's just the adventures of Luga and Reggie. Cobbler
yeah. And Reggie. And we have to be those.
That'd be so dumb. The awakening of Luga, we had talked about that for a little bit, but I'm so happy it finally happened.
I love that he was like, no, this is math.
He's smarter than me. I have an 8-inch. He's got 10. Ugh.
I also was trying to figure out the voice, and I was realizing that it basically sounds like a tinier Reggie.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
I am small, though.
But like, that's just what my little guy voice usually sounds like. But it was, it was really like a fun voice actor kind of challenge for me was doing an impression of Tallulah as Reggie. I had to really like rewire my brain on the spot to try to figure out what that would sound like.
I'm gonna go make sandwich.
I love that shit. Yeah, Reggie's my favorite voice to do in anything ever.
I love that voice.
The only time I really fuck his voice up is when I'm doing the Scottish accent first, because I don't know why. It just...
Those two men.
They just mish weird. I don't really get it.
What, now, is Luga going to keep that little tiny voice as he progresses through his life cycle?
No, that boy going to get big.
Going to get huge.
Yeah, I mean...
I got to be able to ride him.
I should probably start looking up spider life cycles to see like
say spider voices.
Yeah. Let's do some real quick research. What is the life cycle of a spider from a child, like egg to maturity?
It depends on the spider.
Yep.
It's probably way shorter than anticipated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's, again.
Orm Luga. Next episode, he's huge.
Because I think like those jumping spiders that get pretty big are like a couple years, and like that's...
Interesting.
Okay.
I know tarantulas live a long time.
A lot of like different. Yeah. So in nature, most spiders live for about a year.
Ugh.
But some good news. However, some spiders can live up to 20 years in captivity. So like on a good diet and being taken care of, he might live just as long as some of you guys, depending on how crazy this adventure gets.
Wild and crazy guys.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess there are three stages to the spider life cycle. Egg, spiderling, and adult. So right now, you got a little spiderling.
Fun.
And then he's just going to jump to final form.
All right, this says tarantulas can live up to 40 years.
All right,
yeah,
40-year spider.
40 years.
But they typically only live 10 to 12.
Okay, I mean.
Well, yeah. That's out in the wild, yeah.
Yeah. Spiderlings molt 5 to 10 times before becoming adults. So,
how many times has he molted, Ryan? I need to know.
Roll a d4.
Yeah, how many little spider shells do we have? And should we bronze one set like booties?
the first shed.
Molt.
The first molt.
4.
He had 4 molts.
He's had 4 molts. You get 6 to go, and then I'll give you a different spider block.
I bronze the first molt.
Yes. It's very, very small.
Bronze the first molt that he has since he's been awakened. Because that's the real one.
Ooh.
No, he's been my son for longer.
Right, but he hasn't been...
All right, I'll bronze both.
There you go.
I mean, I like the idea that it would take such little bronze.
Just like a drop.
A drop of bronze would do the whole thing. He is just house spider size now.
He's got to be a little bit bigger after 4 molts.
I guess that's true.
Taranch? Like a hand?
Yeah. Size. We'll say he's taranch sized. That sounds fair.
Yeah, right? He's like a little hand.
I'm horrifying if you come across me then.
Oh, I know.
I just have a giant spider on my shoulder.
I'm not going to lie. You guys are going to be.
A brick in your pocket?
It is going to be so easy to do like propaganda against you guys.
I know.
Like,
no. The face is just a guy.
That's true. It's like a handsome human man and then monsters behind him.
Just riding God jelly.
I don't discriminate.
I don't know what kind of deals you made back then.
That makes him lovable.
Got kicked out.
You'll find out soon.
Better not. Listen, I made this god. I could take him out of this world.
We'll go right back to Gongilla.
Multiple guns.
Going back to Gongilla, as you said.
We'll go right back to him.
Yeah, I'll mend Gongilla parts again.
We'll turn this god right around.
No, I think you'll be pleased with how that roleplay went.
Yeah. Pleased?
You may be. It's also a part of me is like, I'm not going to say that. Never mind.
I'm being so secretive.
Yeah, stop giving away secrets.
I'm trying not to. I'm sorry.
Ryan.
I'm sorry.
I love secrets. How dare you make me see daddy?
I know. Well, it literally only lasted like 10 minutes because now you probably think that the secret was the exploding cake full of balloons.
Now we have a whole new lie to keep up.
Yeah.
The web grows.
You're like, oh man, yeah, that nuke explosion of cake was great.
I love cake.
I got to start homebrewing the mechanic for that rocket launcher. That's going to be fun.
When am I going to start dissolving?
I mean, yeah.
When Vakuta and Grappa show up.
I know. Teach me the dissolve.
So there will be a time. I have a point in the story where you will be able to. You'll be able to track the movements
of Grappa.
Of Grappa and
I got to repair my zom a little
Grappa
bit.
Grappa nuking whales out in the ocean.
I'm like, how do I have it so that like a goo like rips apart a plane? That's like my favorite part of the entire Saiyan saga. It's just
there is no planes.
When Nappa just floats through a plane and is like, "What is this?" Rips right through it. I gotta find the equivalent.
The goo just launches it off. He big flats the plane.
I mean, I guess.
Oh, yeah, they would be big flattened.
I guess since like Yeageron is a floating city, we may be able to throw some little planes in.
Airships, right?
Yeah, we'll do little airships.
Zeppelins definitely. And whatnot.
Yeah.
They're out there killing whales and messing with Yeageron.
I don't like this.
I'm very excited for Vakuta.
Vakuta!
Gakarat!
Can't wait.
You have the wrong number.
So we gotta keep Grappa alive this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, I know we're only in arc 3. To me, it feels like we're in the very beginning of the story, but we're 30-something episodes in. Like, we're cruising.
I think we're gonna go past 100 like you thought.
I don't know.
Fine by me.
I know.
You better not make Reggie fucking Chiaotzu himself.
Chiaotzu!
I think if Reggie does something like that, it'll be closer to the end.
Don't worry. I got big plans for Reggie.
While you're fighting Frieza.
Frieza.
Gooza.
You're welcome, Ryan.
Thank you. Let me just quickly jot down Gooza.
We're all going to have a big bad. We're all going to fight them at the same time. Well, you're fighting Guza. I'm fighting Urshan. Fighting, I don't know who
probably
yet.
Probably Krizik.
I guess for Frieza, we wouldn't even, because, you know, like, Frieza isn't like the same race as the Saiyans.
No.
He's so like, maybe he could be like an actual fridge that's trying to store all the jello in him.
The scrub daddy fridge.
Just a floating alien fridge.
Mark's whole Glebnor arc is just kitchen appliances trying to clean up the goo.
Dirty jello.
Just trying to absorb you into him.
Oh, man, I can't wait till we fight a mop.
That cell.
He's the perfect mop for soaking up.
Boo is just a bigger sponge.
Well, oh, I had like all these like, I was like, when we are originally, you were like, I'm goo from space. And I was like, fuck you. I had so many dumb plans. But then once my brain clicked into just make a DBZ puns, it all fucking really fell into place. I think we're really. All
right. Well, he hasn't even had his King Piccolo arc yet.
I guess that's true.
Well, I mean, hey. The wet bringer.
Yeah.
I mean, the wet, right. The dry maker.
Yeah.
The dry bringer.
Because it had all those boot grabber jellies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We got, there's other. there's precedent for other goo. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I figured Earth. That was Reddit.
Earth?
Sorry, Graditz.
Aona.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, the first one you fought would have been kind of Graditz-y, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Graditz.
But
he didn't get a hole punched through him.
That's true.
Well, I'm going to punch through your Zom.
I'm not going to be copying Toriyama a beat for
not my Zom! Stop looking at it.
God, that joke is just so great.
Stupid Zom.
Son, Mark, when you kicked us out, my joke when we were all awake was, son, hike up your pants. I could see your Zom hanging out.
His Zom is peeking out of your shorts. Gross. All right, boys. Well, we have a nice, real fun combat episode coming up next. So, Mark, if you wouldn't mind taking us out.
Hey, everybody. You know what I'm going to say.
You know it.
Rate, review, subscribe. Do it. It feels good. Anyways, we blew up a house. Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.